We are opening. We are opening to our hearts, to our hearts, to the joy, to the peace, to the love of God, and it feels so good. We are welcoming, we are welcoming to our home. We are shining, we are sharing in our hearts, from our hearts, all the joy, all the peace.
Thank you, Brian. Man, that just mellowed me all the way down. How about you?
Yes.
We are shining and we are opening and we are coming together in unity. What a blessing. What a blessing. I keep looking at this. I put this in the perfect place, and the Charles Fillmore statement, sizzle with enthusiasm. And so now every time I come before you and I open up my book, I see these words and I want to sizzle for you. I want spirit to sizzle through me and reach out and touch you.
It is.
That's what it's all about. Otherwise, there's no reason for me to be up here if I can't share and give you something to take with you when you leave out the doors. To me, that's what coming together like this is all about. People ask, why go to church? Because of the sense of community. That's why we come here. We come here to enjoy each other, to share each other, to lift each other up. Anybody come in here with a burden this morning? Anything weighing heavy on you? You're in the right place. You're in the right place. And I love it when the music and everything just comes together. All right, so we're talking this morning about harvesting abundance. About harvesting abundance, about bringing all these thoughts that we've been working on lesson after lesson, class after class. How do we use what we get? How do we open up? You know, we're planting seeds. We're planting seeds. I see a little feedback here. Let me try to get this together. But we're planting seeds. Seeds of love, seeds of peace, seeds of abundance, seeds of joy. You know, I'm going to plant a seed right here, right now. First off, before I even get into my lesson. And that seed is, this is the day that the Lord has made. Rejoice and be glad in it. It doesn't matter what you're going through, what in this outer experience. You have an inner happening going on right now. You feel it? I feel it. In us. It's that activity of spirit in us. It's that movement in us. It's that something that sustains us. So, if you don't plant the seed, this is a quote I read. If you don't plant the seed, you will not reap the abundance of the fruit. Sometimes things happen in our lives and we're wondering, why is this happening? Well, somewhere you planted a seed. And that seed took root. It works both ways. What kind of seeds do you want to plant in your life? What do you want to harvest? In line with that, you can't harvest an abundance unless you plant the seeds of prosperity. I could go on and on with this talk without mentioning money. You see, prosperity deals with allness. It deals with plenty. But it's not material. It's not the greenbacks. It's not the, what they used to call it, dope. That's really an old term, isn't it? I got some dope for you. It's not about that. It's not about that at all. Prosperity is an attitude of consciousness that affects all of your life. It shows up in many ways. Abundance of family time. Who enjoys that? Family coming together, sharing and loving and uplifting and talking about the days gone by. It's about harmony and peace. You know, my grandmother, she planted seeds of love, peace, and harmony among family. And to this day, we walk in harmony. We walk in peace. Sure, we may get mad a time or two, but you know what? We always think back to our roots, to that we were taught when we were little bitty kids. Harvesting is to gather in. It's to reap. Because the seeds that are most beneficial to our harvesting abundance are not material, then that just seems to point to we have to do some work in consciousness, right? Yeah. So keys I found to this, and I love the way this ran right along together. In 1 Thessalonians, those Thessalonians, chapter 5, verse 16 to 18. And it says, rejoice evermore. What did I say? This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice. We will rejoice because in us we know we're greater than what's happening in the world. And it says, pray without ceasing. Pray. You know, our very lives are a prayer. Our very lives are a prayer. Prayer is thought stuff. And how often do we put that out here in the universe? What kind of praying without ceasing are you doing? If it's getting too challenging out here and you're not finding the answers to move through experiences, then maybe you need to pivot that around and look at the things that you're putting out here in the universe, because they're prayers. They go out, they gather energy, and they manifest. Did you ever think about that? Whoa. I know that was enough to make me turn my thoughts around, because I wanted to enjoy the experience of being a human being. You know, along with these bodies, we have a lot of stuff that comes with them, right? Don't you want to enjoy that? It begins within, not out here. Not out there. Eric Butterworth, in his book, Unity, A Quest for Truth, it always catches my attention. It's a very small book, but I always end up going back to it and looking through it. And no matter where I go on my bookshelf, it seems like it's like right there. And in this book, in it, he wrote about some techniques for abundant living. And I just picked a few for you here today. I'm going to, as they say, work the land. I'm going to plant these seeds. It's going to be up to you to take them and let them germinate and nurture them so that they sprout up into manifesting the life that you're entitled to, because you're a spiritual being. You're entitled to a life of abundance. But you have work to do. It doesn't just happen. We would love it to just happen, wouldn't it? Wouldn't we? But it takes work. And that's what happens often when we begin the work. We're excited. We're sizzled with zeal. And then all of a sudden, what? We think it's too hard sometimes, don't we? Because as we're working for the good, experiences keep flooding in. But that's all a part of tilling the soil. That's all a part of growth. Your experiences make you what you make up what you are today in the physical form. So, What does the scripture tell us? Be ye transformed by the renewing of your
minds.
All right, so we're going to renew our minds here this morning. So, anybody out here experience a whole lot of change? Oh, it seems like it just keeps coming and coming and coming. Change always is happening in your life. Well, guess what? The one real certainty in life is that there will be change. We can't run from it or get away from it. There will be change. Nothing stays the same. I'm finding that out with this physical form. And I'm sure some others out here are finding that out too. Nothing stays the same. How about our weather? Think about where we were about 2-3 weeks ago. Oh boy. But a change has occurred. And the world is constantly changing. Constantly changing. But when we build into our consciousness the realization that in God we have the wisdom and the strength to meet any change that may occur in our lives. I'm looking out and some are giving me that face, I don't know about that. But you have to get a sense of what you are. You have to get a sense of that power in you. You have to plant those seeds deep. And that seed I'm going to give you is, there is no need to resist. Go with the flow. What you need to make it through this experience is, it's in you already. Do not resist change. And I have this affirmation for you. This is a seed that I'm going to plant right here, right now. It's up to you to nourish it. I do not resist change. For I know that only God the good governs me, my circumstances, and my environment. Can you take that in? Can you let that simmer in you? Can you let those roots begin to grow deep and firm? I do not resist change, for I know that only God the good governs me. That spirit is in you, moving, active always. And that's in your circumstances and your environments. Anybody have any habits that draw to them experiences that they don't want to really deal with? Just me? I'll timidly raise my hand. Butterworth wrote, "It is not enough to try to break a habit because you think you should. You must really want to overcome it." You must really want to overcome it. That one takes some work, especially when I see a nice piece of apple pie before me. Yeah. It really takes some work to overcome a habit. And the work begins where? It's not going to happen out here, because every time you come up to that experience, we get triggered, don't we? Begins within. So the seed I'm going to plant for this, and I want you to know that in you live and move in the Spirit of God, and there's nothing you can't overcome. No thing. Just listen within and take a moment. Now that's not the seed. The seed is, affirm to yourself, I am strong, decisive, confident child of God. I am not dependent upon a habit for strength or security. My faith is in God with me. I know you said, whoa, that's a mouthful. Okay, that's all right. Maybe I'll print these out and put them on the foyer next week. I am strong. I am confident child of God. I am not dependent upon a habit for my strength or security. My faith is in God within me. Yes. One of the drawbacks to harvesting abundance is that we hold so much stuff inside of us. How about unforgiveness? Oh, that's a major one. Because unforgiveness takes up space. It takes up space in your mind. It dominates. And you know what? It can't dominate the Christ Spirit in you when you let it go. You know, I always think that in the whole scheme of things, what importance is this? Holding on to not saying, I love you. Holding on to not saying, not to forgive them, but to forgive myself for thinking of them in that manner. Mm-hmm. Yeah. To place love for whatever the experience was. My faith, if you remember nothing else, my faith is in God within me. There's nothing that anyone can do or say that can have such an impact on me, I can't let it roll off. Harboring unforgiveness. You know what? And sometimes we keep hashing up experiences. You ever have someone tell you, I forgive them, but oh, they did so-and-so-and-so-and-so. That's not forgiving, my friends. Yeah, you can say, I forgive them, but I love them. Not the act that they did, but I love them, but through the appearance. Let's see. Let me try to give you these last two. Okay. This is a big one too. How about peace? You know, thinking you do not have peace of mind can hold you back from that harvest, that rich harvest of abundance that you may be looking for. You know, somewhere along the line, we begin to believe you can't have peace unless so-and-so stops fighting so-and-so. We put peace outside of us, outer conditions. We have developed a belief that outer conditions is how we come to a point of peace. But that's not what peace is about. You were born with peace and in peace. You have all the peace you need, but the thing is, you need to tap into it. Focus on the thought that you are centered in peace and poise of spirit. Take a deep breath. Know the things that you need to do. You will be able to do easily, efficiently, and effortlessly. When you take that breath and sink and touch that peace that is within you always, that passeth all understanding, we don't know why we can tap in and feel peaceful. But that's an attribute of God that we have inherited. So, plant this seed. I work without strain, walk without hurry, live without tension, for I am in tune with spirit. work without strain, walk without hurry, and live without tension, for I am in tune with Spirit. Affirm that over and over, even if you just remember, I am in tune with Spirit. There's a harmony there. There's a peace there. When we think of harvesting abundance, the greatest harmonizer and healer of all is what? Love. Love. Love is the main ingredient. Love is the main seed that as you plant the seed for peace, you plant the seed of love right alongside of it. Let those roots grow together. Let them blend together. Let them, in relationships and serving others and realizing how good you are reaping, love is the major seed. Know the love of God is in you. You don't have to look outside for it. You don't have to grab a person and try to make them love you. Love is you. Love is God. The love in you is in abundance. You have to get out of the way and let divine energy unfold and flow through you. You know, that seed is laying dormant. I don't even have to plant that seed this morning. In you, it's laying dormant. Nurture it, feed it. How do we feed it? Give it the thoughts that help it grow. Here's a major seed I want you to plant. I am a channel for the expression of the infinite love of God. It flows through you. It's natural. Don't block the flow. Thinking you can't have peace, thinking you can't forgive, thinking all those other things that are outside stuff. Don't block the flow. Release it. I just got a picture in my mind. Release it like a dam that's broken and it just floods all over the place. Yeah, that's what we want to do. Not only for ourselves, but as a community. As a community. Look around you at each one of us here today. Send vibrations that help uplift. Uplift the consciousness. You know, we're Unity Church of Light. It's in our name. We are going to let our lights shine. Let your light shine. Don't give up on your dream or dream of harvesting abundance. Abundance is there. It's more than money. It's an inside thing, and it's there. And guess what? It can affect what happens out here on the outer. That's a way to measure almost. Are you joining in the collective thoughts of others? Oh, there's a recession, or there's a this, or there's a that. Or are you knowing God is the source? And I'm standing on that. God is the source. Let's take this in. Let's meditate. Let's first affirm our prayer given to us by Jesus Christ. And you know what? This prayer is it's a whole series of seeds. So let's affirm them together.
Our Father,
which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Amen. So let's take a moment, let's breathe this in. Let's breathe this in. You know, to think that we're not prosperous, to think in terms of lack of anything, it's a need for healing, a need to bring us back into the realization that we are whole and perfect. So this year's affirmation for Heart of Healing, which is a theme for World Day of Prayer, it's this affirmation. I open my heart to healing in this moment. Anything holding you back? Anything moving throughout your body? Affirm, I open my heart to healing in this moment. Alert and focused, we breathe into this powerful moment. We open our hearts and realize the healing power of God. Whether it be our bodies, whether it be this earth, or experiences that we may have, the source of healing and wholeness and well-being is within. Compassionately, we acknowledge our human experience. We know struggles come and go, but no human condition can hinder the flow of divine life. As you heal, as you shift your awareness to your spiritual nature and find that you and God are one, divine life is active within you right now. Know, dear ones, that you always have access to the fullness of life at all times. That's a powerful seed to plant deep within you. Affirming, I have ready access to the fullness of life at all times. So I want you to know right here, right now, healing is happening in every moment of spiritual awareness. knowing that wholeness and well-being is innate in you. Healing and wholeness and well-being are always within you. Just take a moment, breathe that in. Know that to be the truth of your being. Celebrate your capacity to thrive in every circumstance. And with a grateful heart, I know I am whole. And in this very moment, I open my heart to healing in this moment, right here, right now. Dear God, we're so grateful this morning. We're grateful that we have come together and lifted our consciousness. We're grateful for the seeds that have been planted here. We're grateful that in us is the ability to nurture and grow and let life spring forth. And for this and all things, for your spirit within, for the blessings that we have received, we just say, thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. And it is so. So it is. Amen.